Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Talisha, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I see them. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mile frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that red, red, what is foul? What you holler about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's
Thank you.
gotten into you, cause lately you've been tripping. When I lick it in your system, girl, you get to acting different. You tell me that you love me, but I know that something's missing. You got niggas on the low, so I gotta keep my distance. Cause I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body, yeah. I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body, yeah. Could I ever forget? And though I'm changing my ways, I'm still feeling regret. And you got secrets you hide. I know you slept in this bed. We keep reliving the past. I swear it's stuck in my head. And it's hard for me to trust. Feel like I'm running out of luck. But I'll be damned if you keep trying me. Enough is just enough. I break all my problems down and roll that shit up in a blunt. But what really hurts the most is that I thought you were the one. And I know, gotta respect the game, that's just how it goes. Promise next time I'll be taking it slow. Till then I'm focused on just killing these shows. Praying I blow. And you nothing like the girl I fell in love with when you drunk. I swear your attitude's enlightened, they just like the moon and sun. So I gotta keep my distance, cause this shit ain't getting fun. And I thought we were supposed to be in love. Don't know what's gotten into you, cause lately you've been tripping. When I lick in your girl, you get to acting different. You tell me that you love me, but I know that something's missing. You got niggas on the low, so I gotta keep my distance. Cause I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt.
Hello, 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 and welcome to 2022 with Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Welcome, welcome back to the show. It's been a minute, but we're back, folks. Y'all know how we do. We open this thing up, you know what I'm saying? We try to get the year started and a whole new perspective and new steps and everything. You are now on live with the Diva. This is your girl, Miss Mo Better. Yeah, I know my voice is a little ashy right now, but I'm here. I got y'all covered. And alongside me is my girls, Ray Queen and Storm in the building. Shout out to Rich Money also, who be working in the background. You know, but happy New Year, folks. Happy New Year to everybody that's on the line. Also, I want to give birthday shout out. Hey, Ray. Give birthday shout-outs going on. Now, starting out with my big baby, Ryan, a.k.a. DJ Snoop in the building. I got my aunt and uncle Chris and Sarah, and there's just so many other birthdays out there. My aunt Sabrina. It's just too many to name right now, but happy birthday to whoever is celebrating a birthday right now. It's Capricorn season. We know how those Capricorns are very spoiled. Very, very spoiled people, you know, just about them at all times. I say that with love. So happy birthday to whoever celebrating a birthday. Celebrate healthily, you know, in good health, you know. Now we already know we in a point of our lives right now. Health is actually a priority, so, you know, celebrate responsibly. Ray Queen, what's going on with you? What's going on? Happy New Year, sis.
Yes, yes. Happy New Year. 2022.
Juice.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. How you feeling? How's everything going?
I feel amazing right now. Just a bit tired, but yes, fresh out of quarantine, everybody.
Okay.
I had the ick last week. I call it the ick, but I was,
everybody in this country probably got the icks right now. Knowingly or unknowingly, everybody probably got the ick. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Like, again, this is the world we live. I'm trying not to let it get my blood pressure boiled and running over the night. I'm trying to, you know, keep that on the smash because y'all know how I feel about this.
I agree.
You understand what I'm saying? They make us out. Mm-hmm. They made the actual victims out to be the villains, and it's a sad day. You know, it's a sad day because people are being experimented on. That's all it is. These are experiments. This is not natural. This is not something that was released from God, and you know, and he said, you know, that, and see, that's the difference. This is where a lot of debate comes in when it comes to science and natural. You know, you have a lot of people that put science almost above everything. You understand what I'm saying? And science, they are experiment. They experiment with things. That's what scientists and stuff do. You know, they find things, absolutely, see how this works, and hope that we have the remedy. You understand what I'm saying? But you know what the common denominator is? I ain't even got to say it. And when it comes to stuff like that. Money.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and it's sad
yes.
because people are paying with their lives, you know. So, but I'm going to chill on that. I don't know if you want to touch on that or whatever, but, you know.
Let me tell you. I see, I'm one of those frontline people with all three. Well, with every job that I have, and I see it. Let me give an example. Someone waits online for, let's just say, 6 hours on these long lines to get a COVID test because they don't feel good. So they get in the building after waiting in the cold from 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm talking about sitting in a chair with a blanket. You know, a pack and go chair to get turned away because we don't take your insurance or you're not a patient of ours. So I can't take you for COVID.
And listen, if they by the time they got on that line and got up there, if they didn't have COVID but sitting in that cold, they might have caught it. They might have caught it sitting in that long ass line. Like, come on, now, like. For real, you know, and the thing is that the government, and I'm going to say the government and WHO, which is the World Health Organization, and CDC, they're not giving out proper information, and I'm sure it's a lot because it's happening so quick. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but instead of them saying that we really don't have the definitive answer, you know, but this is the step that we are taking. Listen, it's not what you say, it's how you say things. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be right and loud, and it'll make you wrong because of your delivery. So people don't respect it. People are not respecting what you're saying. And then now you have
you
all these
conflicting
stories.
You are now about to witness
stories.
The strength of street knowledge.
You have all of these conflicting stories. You understand, like, all right, now it started out quarantine for 14 days. And like one of our past guests, Cedric, said, how long you know I had this thing before you said I got a quarantine for 14 days? You don't know.
Right.
You don't know how.
Right.
So now it's busted. Yeah, and then it went down to 10 days. Now it's down to 5 days. You understand what I'm saying? So, and, you know, and certain policies, these people, and I'm sure it's frustrating for like the job site and stuff like that because they really don't know. And I'd rather you tell me, I don't know, because even with people that do have COVID, and I hate that because it's real and I had it, there's no real treatment. There's no real treatment for COVID. You understand what I'm saying? So they tell you stay hydrated as if you have a common cold. Stay hydrated and all kinds of stuff. You understand? So then they introduce this this mRNA, you know, which is, again, data to try to trick the system to say, I know how to attack it if it enters the body. They don't know if everybody's body is going to be receptive to that. And that's what's happening.
Right.
You know, not everybody's body is receptive to that. Not everybody is, you know, because even before they came out with the jab, you know, a lot of these people out there, how did you fend before the jab? You understand? Mm-hmm. It kept you safe before the jab. So you have to continue to practice those same things that you've been doing before the jab now, which is keeping yourself clean, washing your hands, covering your mouth if you cough. But now you can wear the mask without, you know, being penalized anywhere. Wear your mask. If you know you have a runny nose or if you're coughing or something, put a mask on. I know we don't like wearing them. A lot of people don't like wearing them, and they thought getting the jab was going to stop that. It was going to stop the people from wearing masks, but it didn't.
Uh-huh.
It didn't. So I just hate, again, how they divided the country again.
Yeah.
You know, now it's, the vaxxed, the unvaxxed are the ones in the hospital. Listen, let's not be twisted. Let's not get confused by these numbers. A lot of those numbers are fabricated. And like Dr. Fauci himself was saying, because somebody went to the hospital doesn't necessarily mean they went because of COVID. They had COVID when they got there. They might have had it when they got there, but they're here for a sprained ankle or something. But what they going to do is say, it's COVID. So for whatever they're counting everything as COVID, for whatever reason, it's a little beyond me, and I'm sure there's millions and millions of people that really want to know.
Right, of course,
you know. So, but I just hate the division. You know, now they're looking at people that are not vaccinated like they're the most contagious people in the world. It's not true. That's so far-fetched because there's people that are vaccinated, quote-unquote vaccinated, and still transmitting and contracting.
Right.
So stop looking at, stop doing that to people. Hey, girl.
How's everything? Happy New Year, all that good stuff.
All right.
And you know what? I am so happy. I have two frontliners on the line with me tonight, which, two people that work in the medical field, because I want to ask this question. Because,
pump up the volume.
I know you probably was listening. Being with frontliners, now we all know that the flu still exists. There's common colds, there's allergies and everything. How can these tests decipher between any of that?
You said how can the test decipher that?
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
Want people to be informed. Yes, go ahead.
Well, there's a combo test that we run in one of my facilities. It's a combo flu A, flu B, and COVID test.
Okay.
Now, there's a, once we get your specimen, we dig in the nose, you know, we swab them in the nose, and then we put the specimen on a slide that goes into a machine. The machine recognizes this cartridge as the combo cartridge and reads whether the person is positive for flu, negative for flu, positive for corona. There's a virus now called flu-rona.
Flu-rona.
Where you got the flu, flu and corona, and you have both of them. So these slides read out, positive, let's just say positive for COVID, negative for flu A, negative for flu B. Some of the slides, depends on what the person has, turns reads a positive for flu, positive. So we test for everything because with this virus, people are coming in with sore throats because they think they have strep throat. That's one of the symptoms, the throat. People think they have sinus infection. So we're testing for, we're testing for everything along with the corona. People think that they have the common cold. Come to find out, they got the COVID. You know, there's so many. They can test for specifics.
Okay. So do as a patron, do you have to request to be tested for the different things, or they just
automatically do it? Because I
know it comes down to money and stuff after that. You understand?
I was gonna say.
What the doctor's office is to charge. So,
yeah.
You know.
I was gonna say that.
See, I could be. I'll be devil's advocate just real quick. So, mm-hmm. a lot of people right now are sick, common colds or whatever. What I don't understand is, sorry, but What I don't understand is that a lot of people, like I said, are sick right now, common colds, flu, allergies, you name it, right? Now, the waits to get tests are ridiculous, okay? The home test, these people are like, really, are you serious, okay? So talk about the home test, you talk about the wait to get the test, you talk about going to the hospital, and the hospital testing you there and then telling you that you'll have your results back in 24 to 48 hours because there's not enough staff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough staff in the ERs. It's not in the ER. It's their lab. They don't have enough staff in the lab to be able to someone to test you and get the results. So they test you, but now you have to wait to get the results. But they say, okay, go home. Now, if you're vaccinated, they say, okay, five days or whatever. Okay. Now, the issue that I have with that is that the more people you talk to, the more these tests are not accurate. Okay? So they say that the rapid tests are not accurate. You know, they're telling people that it's positive, but then the PCR is coming back and saying that it's negative. They have the PCR that people are saying that it's, you know, that it's negative. And then they find out by going someplace else and getting another test, waiting 3-4 hours in a line, that is positive. So to me, I think there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and I think a lot of stuff is wrong. I don't think anybody has the answers. I'm sorry, I don't. I don't think anybody has the answers. I just think that all of us is just going through the motions of what we know and what we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
But reality is that you got people in a hospital that, let's just say, oh, they have a common cold. Okay, but then they're in the hospital for a couple of days and now they got COVID.
Right.
You know, or they have the new, the Omicron or whatever, they have that now. Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's so many different things going on. And it's that theory of everybody has this whole conspiracy theory of what's going on and what's not. And to me, honestly, I just feel like no one really knows. I'm sorry. And I'm in the medical field.
I believe that too. I totally believe that.
I don't.
I do.
It sounds good.
I believe that.
But reality is, it sounds good, but at the end of the day, nobody knows. And Ray, there's a lot of different tests and stuff that people can get. But guess what? One, some people go in there, they ain't got no insurance. They just sick.
Right.
They want to find out what they got, what they don't got. These people are not going to give them a test. Oh, do you have the flu, or do you have, is it allergies? They're not testing you for all that. No. You go in there, they're going to swab your nostrils, so you go ahead and sit down, and that's it. It's all about the money. Yeah. Angie, you said it better.
It's all about the money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all about the almighty dollar.
If you have a certain
And then, real quick, sorry. I'm trying to figure out how neither one of y'all mentioned my birthday in this Capricorn season. I just want to know. I am a Capricorn. I have been waiting for this month.
I was going to say to you for last.
The girl has been waiting for this month. This is my month. This is my month. Like, I was like, wait a minute. They said happy birthday, DJ, Ryan, GQ Palace is on, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, damn. Anybody say Storm? Storm's birthday this month, and I've been waiting.
I've been saying
Capricorn season
in August. I was going to save you to the end of the show, but you kind of beat me to the punch, you know.
Wait, but just not to change the subject, but I just think it's strong how, like, the end of the year in Capricorn, the beginning of the year in Capricorn. Capricorn is strong. Truly the GOAT. And we are not spoiled, Angie, Miss Mobetta.
Yes, y'all are.
We're not spoiled. We just want what we want when we want it. See? That's not spoiled.
Spoiled.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Spoiled.
Yeah,
spoiled.
Spoiled.
Oh, really? Really? Wow. Wow. So, yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I was listening.
Pump up the volume.
I'm at work. You know, I'm at work right now, so I'm in and out, but I was definitely listening. And, you know, Miss Mobette, I thought you was going to go in on this COVID and this Omicron. I thought you was going to, you know, go in a little bit on
well,
it. I was like, this is her thing right here. This is you.
I was already started. Listen, I was already started, so I was trying, you know, to keep my blood pressure down tonight. That's what I said in the beginning. I'm trying not to get my blood pressure all raised up. You understand? Because I mean, it's just, it's so many unanswered questions. And, it's unfair. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because now, all right, say, now you're coming up with the Greek alphabet, Delta, Omicron, all of this
mm-hmm.
stuff. Y'all have all of these names and all kinds of stuff. So that means you know where it's coming from. How can you not go to the root of the problem? That's what happens. If you don't dig to the root of a problem, it's going to continue to build bad, to grow bad fruit. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes no sense. I'm just trying to find some clarity, some understanding that we're not getting. All they continue to do is make us out to be enemies of each other when they are the actual villains. When I speak today, I'm speaking of the government and all of their
mm-hmm.
cronies.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
I'm like, come on, man. What do you want us to do? We done wore masks. We washing our hands. People was fighting over toilet paper and shit. Hand sanitizer, bleach,
paper towels.
They did all all of this stuff so they could introduce inflation, so everything could go up because of supply and demand. Listen, that goes into a whole nother show, but. They allow people to raise their prices on this, raise their prices on. You raising everything but people's pay.
Right.
Mhm. Yep. Which is absolutely correct. But in France, I think something else, a new one came out too in France. Also, it just came out, and they're saying now it's something else. I don't know. You know what it is? I'm just so baffled by the whole thing, and I want you ladies to think back. Remember when they were saying, oh, if you get it once, you can't get it again. You remember when they were saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, the vaccine is going to stop you. You know, you get the vaccine, you know, you won't get sick. You won't get the coronavirus. Remember they were saying all that? Or the kids can't get it. Or, you know, I feel like it's so many conspiracy theories with this thing. And it baffles me because you got people testing themselves all the time. Like, my coworkers, they go get tested 24/7. You might as well have a whole stock of tests because every time you feel like a cold or your throat itch and stuff and you want to get tested. Or what about, and you guys probably know this, remember when they said if you have, they were saying, okay, if you get the coronavirus that you'll have, what is it called? What do you call it? They said you'll have damn it. Finish my sentence, lady.
Anybody?
They said you'll have enough of them. Antibodies, yes. They said you'll have enough antibodies and therefore you won't be able to get it for a certain amount of time. That's not even true either. So to me, everything that they said is not true.
So my thing is, I
don't believe you. I don't believe you. I'm not trying to believe you. I'm just trying to maintain my safety and my sanity at this point.
Because if you go and watch when they get up on the TV, Biden, Fauci, and all of them talk about, well, if everybody is to get vaccinated, this will go away. How?
Vaccinated people are still coming down COVID positive.
And they're still the ones that's getting it. Like, they're the ones who, they can transmit it also. And they keep saying the hospitals and stuff like that. Like I said, they're not telling the truth about why everybody's going to the hospital. They're only highlighting, right. And this is why people don't mess with the media too much, because they're only highlighting those certain cases. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking everybody and like, oh, everybody's in here for COVID. But you walk into, mm-hmm. if you walk into an ER, you'll see beds lined up. They don't even have it as if it's a COVID cases. They usually uh-huh. separate. They have one separate room for COVID cases. Guess what? Because I went there for when I had COVID for Regeneron.
Uh-huh.
When I went in there, it was me and one other person in there for COVID. Everybody else was somebody or something different. So a lot of this stuff, they're not telling the truth.
Right.
Because when it comes to the media, the reason why they say, because they want to be the first. They want to be exclusive when it comes to having information. So they'll take one little bit and run with it. We want to get the ratings because this is how they get their money. Oh, we said it first. Oh, you heard it here first. Oh, we got inside information. And all of that, all your information be wrong as hell. Wrong as hell. I mean, I shout out to people who doing their job as far as the media come, because we're considered media also. But listen,
right.
People tell the doggone truth.
Yeah, tell them they don't know what the hell they're talking about. How about that? They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what cure is. They, how about this? Even if they do know, they're not going to tell you anyway. You just have to maintain safety for your... Right. You have to maintain safety for yourself and for your family and do what needs to be done for you. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they're not looking out for us. I'm sorry. And they're not. And you want to...
You know what?
Go ahead.
I hate to cut you off, but... Look at how long cancer and stuff has been into existence. There's no cure, nothing when it comes to cancer.
Yeah.
And this is everybody's biggest thing. Like, there's been, okay, you know why? Because the money is in the treatment. If there's no money in treating certain things, of course they're going to have a cure for it. We're going to do away with that one because that they ain't really no money in that treatment. You see how all of a sudden now COVID's out there, they have pills for HIV.
You know what? I saw that the other day, and I was like, you know what? I've seen it all at that point. But what I don't understand, and I wanted to mention to you guys, is that the news, they're not talking about how the hospitals are short-staffed. They have lines of people going into the hospital and they don't have enough PCAs or patient care technicians to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not telling these stories of, yes, these numbers are going up. But you know what they'll tell you? Oh, you know what? Northwell has stopped visiting for right now. No, yeah, you know why they stopped visiting? You know why? Because at the end of the day, your family can't come and see you in the condition that you're in, because half the people that's up there can't. There's not enough hands to take care of you. There's not enough hands to physically take care of you. Somebody is going to get neglected. And yes, I said it, neglected at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Because when you
work short staff,
15 patients, 2 patient care technicians, 3 nurses. Come on. Everybody COVID? Everybody's tired of COVID? Get out of here.
You see how nurses went from being heroes to zero. Nurses went from being heroes to zeros. Because they are so damn fast. Like they said, because we've worked through the pandemic at its height. When they really didn't have any information without the vaccine. You understand what I'm saying? And this is why I also stress the importance of going to the doctor, getting yourself checked for other things that you don't know. Get you some blood work yearly or every other year or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? See what you got. Check your cholesterol. Check your vitamin D levels. Get all of that stuff checked, because that's a lot of that stuff plays a part. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, yes, common cold, all of that stuff still exists. It's not just about
right.
COVID anymore. It's not just about COVID. All you still mm-hmm. have to make sure you're not a diabetic, that you don't have a congestive heart failure. You understand?
Uh-huh.
A lot of times people don't know anything about themselves until something goes wrong.
Right.
Right.
Until something goes wrong, when an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure any day. Any
mm-hmm.
day. There's nothing wrong with finding out if you got something going on with you. You understand? Before COVID hit. You know,
yes, I guess, but you know what? But guess what? At the end of the day, I'm sorry to say it. At the end of the day, you can make sure you're up to date with your checkups, make sure you know your body. And when you got something like COVID hit, man, listen, I knew that my mom was sickly before COVID. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
she was 100%. She could run a marathon, okay? I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is when COVID hit and some of these elderly people got sick, they have not been the same. And I'm being honest with you. When I tell you, these people
mm-hmm.
don't tell you that, oh, you know what? It affects your memory long term, okay?
Yes.
It makes you forget long term. Not just
mm-hmm.
you have it for a couple weeks and then next thing you know, you're good. No, I mean your equilibrium is off 6 months, 8 months from the time that you had it to
uh-huh.
the point where you can be fucking falling and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like when I tell
yeah.
you,
mm-hmm.
COVID to me, I'm going to say it. I don't know if you agree. That is a silent killer by itself. That thing attacks
yeah.
every inch of your body. And it causes
mm-hmm.
your body to do a 360 completely. And my mom
mm-hmm.
still not right yet.
Of
and
course.
I'm telling you, she's still not right.
Of course.
But getting appointments at the doctor's right now, that's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Getting results for your blood work, 3 weeks? 3 weeks.
You have to
getting,
get tested.
Getting an
to go
appointment
get tested.
At the neurologist? But getting an appointment
get
at a neurologist? 4 weeks? 4 weeks. So when I tell you, these people who are genuinely sick and then COVID hit and it's still taking a toll on their body,
uh-huh.
this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, and I'm sorry. It's got to be man-made from somebody. Somebody
of
made
course.
This, and they put that
of
fucker out
course.
There. And now it's
of
just
course.
All over the place. And they're never going to tell you completely everything it is going to do to your body. But when I tell you, it could take you out of here, but it also has you doing stuff that you never thought that you'd ever be able to do, you know?
Yeah.
You could be as swift as, you know, straight A's. Now all of
right.
a sudden you're like a vegetable? Come on now. Mm-mm.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just sad. It's sad how, you know, that we're paying for people going in labs, chucking up some shit, and, you know, put it out there, and it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the government, I say cancel the government any fucking way. They raggedy. They've been raggedy from the beginning of its existence. The government's
mm-hmm.
been raggedy. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? It didn't get any better over time.
No.
Now they throw the brick and hide their hands. They separated
mm-hmm.
the parties. They separated the country, made parties. Oh, we could do a little more. You can't do shit for nobody but yourself.
Exactly.
That's all you're worried about is yourself and the longevity of your benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yourself and your family. That's it. Yourself, your family, and that's it. And meanwhile, the healthcare cost is going up, medications is going up, medications aren't covered, copays are getting more expensive, all these different doctors and stuff. But it's, when I tell you, this right here, this makes anybody depressed, because that's how bad it is, you know? And people
right.
don't talk about it because they don't want people to judge them on how they feel or what they may be going through. But the reality is, if you do a voting poll and you get a whole bunch of people together that know somebody, guarantee
mm-hmm.
everybody's situation is the same. It's all messed up. It's all messed up. There's nothing that's right about this COVID, this coronavirus, this Omicron. There's
right,
nothing
right.
that's right about any of this.
Right. It really isn't.
And now they're closing some of the schools. So now you're closing the schools again. Now you're delaying colleges to start back up. And you're requiring the booster shot. How about that?
Right.
Some of the colleges are now requiring for your kid to get the booster shot to be able to go to school. So it's not bad enough that you wanted the first vaccine, the second vaccine, right? Now you're demanding a booster shot. Come on.
Yeah. And you're demanding a booster shot, and some people haven't even took their first vaccine.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? People still haven't even taken that. Like, you know.
And you're demanding booster shots before these kids can return back to school. Which is ridiculous. You cannot do that. But guess what? People are making up their whole thing. And don't get me wrong. Listen, some of the companies that people work for are even saying they want everybody vaccinated. So it's not just Northwell.
Right.
Now. It's not just Northwell. It's you look online, you look on Career Builders, you know, whatever website you go on, some of these jobs are requiring for you to be fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Fully vaccinated before was the first shot and the second shot. Now, fully vaccinated is included with the booster shot. Then you
now,
consider
now
yourself
booster,
fully
yeah.
vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fresh out of answers. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I get so angry and passionate, because, like, you're telling us to do things that aren't working.
Right.
Not even working. You understand what I'm saying? People are getting the vaccine. People are getting boosted. And it hasn't gone anywhere. The numbers are actually up.
Mm-hmm. It's causing more harm than good.
And vaccinated and stuff now than ever. So what does
mm-hmm.
that tell you?
Mm-hmm. You know what I don't understand?
You?
I don't know.
So,
what do you guys know about, because I thought that someone was saying that you have to be, first they were saying you have to be vaccinated to fly, and now they're saying you have to produce a negative test.
A PCR test.
Not the rapid joint.
They're not accepting those.
Right.
PCR. So I don't see the difference, because I took both, and when I pulled up the information on both, they look the same to me.
Yeah, but guess what? They're requiring that you did a did you have a negative test, right? But then did you see over the holiday, right? All those flights that were canceled.
Over a thousand flights.
Let me tell you, the labs were so overwhelmed with PCR tests. Now we send our PCR tests out. Let's just say we send PCR tests out every night from both of my sites. Before COVID came out, we were getting the results back by the next morning. Now we send our PCR back. We don't get the PCR test results for around 7 days, 9 days, because the labs are so overwhelmed with the PCR test. Now, percentage of accuracy on the rapid tests are 40% to 60% accurate. The percentage rate of accuracy on the PCR tests are 97% accurate.
97. Okay.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Let me tell you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you though, mm-hmm. what happened with my job.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know I work for the federal government. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
they used to do what's called WSL, where they would cover you until your tests come back. If you came up with symptoms and if you've been exposed, you would have to get tested and you stay out until the results came back. They now They used to cover that. Now you got to use your own sick time.
Mm-hmm.
So you, yep. Mm-hmm. Now you got to use your own. So in that instance, if you don't have any sick time and all of that stuff, and you know what's happening, people are gonna come to work sick. You're gonna have a bunch of sick people,
and you don't,
because
or you don't get paid,
you know,
for the time, or you don't get paid for
these facilities. Yeah, a lot of these facilities are asking their nurses and their aides and their workers to work, to come back before their little vacation or quarantine. Not vacation, because mm-hmm. to me it was a little 5-day vacation. I needed that 5 days off. But until they're quarantined, you know, you're supposed to be quarantined a certain amount of days. My niece is a nurse, and she came down with COVID after she came from Puerto Rico 2 weekends ago, and she was supposed to quarantine for a certain amount of days, and she was still having symptoms, and they were requesting her to come back to work. She said, "Oh yep. heck no, I will not."
But see, you know what?
Quarantine is completely up.
But see, the difference is though, right? Because even if you think back to when coronavirus first hit and you had a lot of mm-hmm. the frontline nurses and doctors were working, and they were working around the clock. Like,
uh-huh.
they tested positive. Some of them tested positive, and they still worked,
mm-hmm.
right? They still worked.
Yeah.
They went home for maybe 1 or 2 days. They came back, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Not only, yes, you have on your mask, but to me, you still are contagious. So
yep.
what I don't understand is how do they ask you to come back with a straight face before your quarantine period is up when you're still contagious and you still have symptoms?
They're not trying to lose
right.
any money. They're not trying
because
to lose
nobody
any
can
money.
Tell you.
They can't afford
yeah,
to.
Nobody.
Hello?
Yeah.
How dare
and
you ask
crazy.
That question?
Okay, now
yeah.
what?
And honestly, the dummy, forgive me, but the dummy that goes back to work when you still have symptoms, okay? You still have symptoms, you go back to work. You're just as dumb as your employer because you're taking, not only are you taking your infected butt back to job, and now you're going to infect all these other people and all your other coworkers and your whole household. For what?
I know you're out there. For the listeners that, for people that are listening that are like myself, and we test people and we clean these rooms in between patients, and we clean our devices like our pulse ox and our stethoscopes and our thermometers. I do. Don't you
I was gonna,
you're
you know what? I was gonna say,
every time
I was gonna say, Ray, you talking about yourself?
Swab someone prior to swabbing them, I have to take their pulse off and I have to take their temperature. So guess what I'm doing by now? Wiping and sanitizing my pulse off and my stethoscope and my thermometer. I'm passing this COVID from person to person.
Right.
If I am not cleaning
right.
down that chair that person sat in, if I'm not cleaning mm-hmm. that
right.
doorknob, if I'm not
right.
cleaning that
mm-hmm.
the air, if I don't,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you, people, a lot of the girls that I work with think that I'm crazy. I run in that room and I spray that Lysol all through that room to where you can't breathe. I wipe down every single part of the chair.
The thing about that, Ray, not to interrupt you,
mm-hmm.
but the thing about that, though,
mm-hmm.
is like being devil's advocate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do that, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The medical field is short staffed. They're
yeah.
underworked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're underpaid.
Yep. Yep.
I can tell you, we went to 2 different locations, and I have
uh-huh.
yet to see somebody wipe down a chair behind somebody, okay,
uh-huh.
Purell their hands
yep.
afterwards.
Yes.
And guess what?
Yes.
That's why the spread will keep going, because people,
absolutely.
And not for nothing, I don't know why why the employers are not giving them the shield, not they can have the N95 mask also, but why don't they have the shield for everybody that
Divas,
is coming in close contact with these people?
Divas,
because what happens is if somebody, but listen though, not but at the end of the day, that should be a requirement. When you're going and you're swabbing these people and these people are sneezing in your face and you only have on an N95 mask and you still got follicles or bare saliva on your face, come on. To me, it's so many things that's wrong, and I just feel like it's going to be one thing after another because not a lot of people are taking it serious. They're not. Yeah. And if I see one more person with a dirty mask on with some dirty gloves, I'm screaming. I'm screaming. Correct.
Yeah, that's a drag.
People are not even
going to
know. People aren't even going to know why I'm screaming. But I'm going to scream.
Right.
Correct. You got dirty gloves
on.
You
got to wash those. The people that wear,
this?
Like, the reusable mask, you got to wash those. They have to be washed.
Yeah. You're supposed to wash them, you know? Reusable mask.
Healthcare workers you know, are supposed to change the mask every time we walk out of that room. Every time.
Reusable.
Before we even come. No. They try to tell me.
Yeah, the hospital said that. The hospital said that, too. But guess what? They ran out of equipment.
They
ran out of
PPE
equipment.
They try to tell me. They try to tell me, hold on to this N95. You can use it a certain amount of days. Can I?
Well, you know what?
It's in the garbage.
They need to go somewhere and find all those PPP so they can get some PPE. So
Go get that chicken back
so y'all can get some. That's what y'all should have been focusing on. Like, they just thought they was doing a savior thing. Like, that little bit of money, they know what people was going to do with the money anyway. They were going to get the money back because people spend foolishly. So they get this fast food buck, they're going to spin it up, and we're going to get that back. You know, understand what I'm saying? And y'all still, you talk about giving vaccines to other countries, and your country is short.
Yep. Exactly.
How does that happen?
Did you see that? Did you see that mess on the news over the, I think it was over the weekend? They were saying that they ran out of at-home tests. They had supposedly like 40-something thousand at-home tests, and they went through it quickly. So what you think?
Well,
it's holiday time. Everybody's going around.
That's nothing.
Look, everybody's going around to their family house, and now the numbers are up higher than they were before. And the only thing is they're saying that with this new, the Omicron, that it's not as bad as the coronavirus.
It spreads a little faster, but it's not as harmful. It spreads faster, but it's not as harmful.
It's not as strong.
Not as strong.
Mm-hmm.
Not as strong.
Right.
Not as,
But they said,
according,
and I mean,
again,
I didn't have the second one.
Anymore.
Right, but from
corona.
Corona? Who the hell? Who's
Corona?
Flugona.
You're so stupid. I
said the same thing. I said, what the hell is a flugona? And then we got the test, it's called the combo test. It's a combo test. I swab your nose. I take this test, put it in my machine. My machine recognizes this test as a combo test, which tests for COVID and flu. And if you have both together, you have the flugona. I thought it was a joke, but it's reality.
It's a thing
that people are just making up stuff. I'm sorry. Forgive me,
guys. Did y'all see what I posted on my page?
Over.
They might block
so
me.
Over.
Facebook might block me and stuff.
Yeah,
Florona, Delta, all that put together.
Yep.
You can't tell what's what. Like,
you
have a cold right
really
now.
Can't.
That's it.
You really
everybody
can't.
Looking like,
you
oh
really
my
can't.
God, you're contagious. You're contaminated. You need to be separated from the world. That's what they're trying to do. The devil
but you know what?
Lie.
But look how they're making so much money. Okay, so be it that this version of the corona is not as deadly, you know, not as strong as the first version. But the symptoms are people are coming in And one of the main symptoms is your throat is on fire. You feel like you have a sinus infection. So a lot of people are getting strep tests. So now we're making a lot of money off of swapping people's throat for strep. Meanwhile, that's just one of the symptoms of this new...
Did you hear that? I want to point out one thing, okay? Just one thing, Rayquan. You ready? I want to just fix something you said, right? You said we making a lot of money. No. People are making a lot of money. We're not making that money. They making that money.
I'm making some decent money because when I walk into, let me tell you.
But guess what? How about this? Before you finish, right?
Uh-huh.
Think about it this way, okay? Mm-hmm. Regardless of how much money you're making, do you know how much money, if you do the math, how much these people are getting for giving the vaccine shot, for testing these people?
Exactly.
The little bit of money you're making is nothing compared to what they really benefit.
I tell you that. I am not making enough. Lord knows.
You have
some
people that actually have to pay out of pocket to be tested because a lady
we charge people $150. People health insurance. We make them go in their pockets.
Think about it.
And these there are people that will go in their pockets and pay hundreds of dollars to get tested for a PCR and a rapid. $175 a pop.
So guess what? Even if you're getting, let's just say, $50, $60 an hour, that's nothing. They're getting paid $150 for one test. Come on, that's nothing. Yes. What we're making is nickels and dimes compared to what they're doing. They're making a killing over every single test that they do.
These facilities that I work for are making a killing. If it weren't for COVID patients, these doctor's offices, these urgent cares would not be making money. Like, we see very little patients that actually belong to the urgent, you know, the facility.
Right.
They can't even get an appointment because they're sick, because we're not taking them. We're not taking them because we're so overwhelmed with COVID problems.
Wow.
The
mm-hmm.
office wants to make that money off of that COVID. The people that are already patients of ours, they just got to wait.
Same.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
That's scary.
We do curbside. At one of the places that I work at, we swap over 300 people a day, and that's just in 8 hours. Over 300 people swap.
That's a lot.
We got a whole system going on. We got one lady running outside doing swabs. We got some people coming inside doing swabs. We got some people in the rooms. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's overwhelming, you know, because y'all get people in there too that I'm sure that are frantic and wanting answers to stuff that sometimes they don't even have the answer to.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I'm saying, like, go on now.
It is so sad, so sad. And I'm tired. My back hurts. My feet hurt. I'm aching. I'm tired. At the end of the night, by the time I get, and I don't work far from where I reside, I get in the car and I sit down. It's a wrap. I'm limping, crawling into my place of residence because I'm in so much pain from being on my feet all day.
Right.
I need prayer, y'all. I need prayer.
Shit, me too.
Look at the time. It's 8:58.
I was
going to
say, yeah, time is of the essence, and it was definitely a great show coming back.
Yes.
You know, starting the new year off right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
New things in store. So we can start. I have my mask on. We could definitely go around our little round table and just give our final thoughts on the show. And then we're going to wrap it up. But of course, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, same time, same place next week, Wednesday. Check us out. Tell a friend. It's a new year, new money. Let's get it.
Right here in the building. I want to thank God for bringing me in to this year, to see another year, 2022. And I thank God for GQ Palace. We already know what it is. It's but a baby.
Hell.
CEO and our exec, my sister Divas, the whole clan of listeners. As always, and I'm passing on the mic.
It's on you. So what you going to do? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. First, I'd like to thank God too for life on itself, you know. And my heart goes out to anybody that is suffering from this nasty little experiment that these people got going on with us. Nobody should have to endure this at any capacity. So I don't want y'all to think that we are insensitive to anybody that has COVID, has lost anybody to COVID, or is currently dealing with it, you know, or any situation. You know, our hearts and prayers go out to you and your family members, you know, to the frontline workers. And, you know, it almost sounds like we're playing a broken record. Yeah, because we are no further today than we was about two years ago. We're really no further. So, you know, again, just stay encouraged. Try to stay healthy. Put your health first. Don't be afraid to go get yourself checked if you can get a doctor's appointment. Go, you know, make sure your health is intact and, you know, keep yourself clean. Wash your damn hands. Y'all know I'm a stickler to that. Y'all know I'm a stickler to that rule. And one more point before
I go, there is a such thing as overkill. People that are not working in the front lines and all of that stuff, all of this, you killing yourself, stuff, your hands and stuff with all of this hand sanitizer, sometimes it could be overkill because our bodies really produce natural, normal flora that helps fight infection and bacteria and stuff. So hand sanitizer kills everything. So soap and water is real, is all that's needed if you're able to get to a sink. So, but on
amen.
That note, I'm chucking up the deuces. I appreciate y'all, callers and listeners, for chopping it up with the divas. You know, again, same time, same place next week.
Yep.
I'll holla.
Yeah. Get ready. Like I said, it's a little storm. New money, new year. Let's get it. We're excited.
Yes.
Happy New Year. We're blessed to be among the land of the living. A lot of people didn't make it last year. A lot of people didn't make it this year. The crime rate went up at the beginning of the year. You know, January 1st, a lot of people lost their lives to senseless violence, you know. So it's ridiculous.
That'll be next
week. We need to get a chance to touch on that. But we definitely want to visit it, you know, as we do our topics and stuff like that. And we keep it, you know, definitely, you know, real for everybody and let them know exactly what's going on. And you know, spare people's feelings, it is what it is. But this is a Diva Squad, and we're blessed and we're thankful to be able to do what we do. And this is definitely a new year. We want to do things different. So we welcome any more topics. Please make sure you send it in to GQ Palace, GQ Palace Radio at gmail.com. Also, you could do GQ002@gmail.com. You could reach out to Miss Mobetta on Facebook, Miss Racine on Facebook, Storm, your girl Storm, Lavina on Facebook. You can find us on all social medias. We're there. We're definitely looking to do things different this year. You can, of course, always reach out to Rich Money. Without him, you know, of course, there would be no GQ Palace. Without God giving him the vision, we wouldn't have GQ Palace, so we're thankful for that. So our Friday show will be starting up soon, the next couple weeks. So any artist that's looking to get their music played, artists, authors, anyone looking to promote what they're doing, definitely check us out. All the websites, like I said, you can find GQ Palace anywhere. Just Google us. Ha! Yep, Google us. Ha! Ha! That was funny. Yeah, so check us out.
Yeah.
But with that being said, have a blessed and safe week, everybody. And we look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday. Same time, same place. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills. General Mills. General Mills.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if she keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like, it makes me feel like this.
Thank you.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name.